Oh, yeah. Antoine Fats Domino with the Four Winds Blow. I have just been accompanied here by the Rattle House Ruckus, Rattle Trap Ruckus, I mean, with Lucas and Casey and Cleo and Jenny are all here. They came to say hi. Say hi, you guys.
Hi.
They're here to tell us what's going on about tonight, because they will be at Rockwell's this evening, I'm guessing 8:39?
9 o'clock up in the ballroom.
What can you tell us about yourself, Lucas?
About myself, personally.
Well, about the band. I know it's a new thing that you used to do. I mean, last time I saw you, you were with the Gallus Brothers.
Yeah, that's right. Last time I was up here with the Gallus Brothers playing some suitcase percussion stuff, and now I'm up here with these guys, Ralph Chaprucks. I'm playing accordion primarily.
The chromatic button accordion, the hardest instrument in the world.
I saw that on the poster. I was like, I wonder if that's just for show or he actually plays.
Our show is really more of like a novelty, like show-off human feats of achievement kind of. Sort of more like a circus thing because it's such a difficult instrument to play.
Henceforth, the accordion.
It's like, will he be able to play?
Is that that? I just make it seem hard because I'm so terrible at it.
Well, I got a couple myself, so I just learned how to tune them.
Yeah, right.
Usually when you get them old ones, they're not so tuned.
And Casey there plays a tenor banjo.
All right.
Yep, I'm just having a good time on the tenor banjo over on the side. Don't pay any attention to me.
Cleo, you're on the cello?
Yep, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Jenny and I both do some chord-based stuff, keeping the low end.
Between that and the washtub.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, Jenny plays kind of a wild washtub bass. When you hear washtub bass, people kind of get a specific image in their mind, but hers is a fixed bass. It's not a tension. You're not pulling on the string to change the note. It's actually a fretable, tunable instrument.
Think of it as a stand-up bass made out of a washtub.
There you have it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Casey.
Yeah,
that's right.
Like a washtub bass.
So you guys, you had one here you wanted everybody to get a taste of.
We thought maybe the Lola One Step would be good.
Is there anything behind that song people should know, or any secrets, or?
Well, so we do tunes from all over the place. We do lots of old rags. We do some old waltzes and some paso dobles and a few tangos and even a couple of klezmer tunes and just kind of anything that suits our fancy. Most of the stuff that we do doesn't actually come from old accordion music. It just comes from whatever we want, and we adapt it to the instruments that we're playing. This one is different. This one actually is from a really great old accordion player. He was a star of vaudeville. He even married Mae West. His name is Guido Darrow, and he wrote this one. It's called The Lola One Step, and it's from 1915 or something like that.
All right, well, let's give it a listen here. Well, we are back. Here we go. Had a little trouble with the buttons there, but I never apologize on the air. that was, indeed, Lola One Step by yours truly here in the studio with the Rattle Trap Ruckus. You'll find them tonight by, what'd you say, 9 o'clock?
That's right.
9 o'clock.
Down at Rockwell.
Up in the ballroom.
I sure hope you enjoy what you're listening to, because this is awfully great. I'm so glad my show was kind of themed in that direction this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
You guys here today for a little while. Where'd you guys come from? I know it's Bellingham, but them people out there don't know. How'd you guys get together? What made it happen? Where did the spark go off? Who knew what?
Well, Bellingham's a pretty close-knit musical community. A lot of musicians there. Everybody kind of knows each other and plays in various bands together and whatnot. And I was looking for an excuse to play more accordion and was kind of hunting for the right folks to fill in the gaps of the instruments, and happened upon the right combination.
Did any of you guys play together before, or just kind of open mic ran into each other, or Craigslist trick? Or
Jenny and I play together in another band, kind of an old time fiddle tune band, and so that was a natural right there.
Uh huh. So a little bit of a.
Lucas kind of stalked Clea, I think, around town a little bit. Clea on the cello front.
Yeah, I played Irish music with a fiddler, and so I just did that. And so this was something new and different and fun.
It's actually kind of painful for me to join this band because I was really excited to do it, but it's not the kind of music I traditionally had played. And I'm a singer-songwriter and did a lot of like improvisational kind of melodic playing, but never really like learned composed structures in that sense. So it was really a lot of work, a lot of painful work.
Yeah, we have a lot of material, and there's a lot of melodies within each tune, or a lot of the tunes anyway. There's kind of a lot to learn. It took me a while to think of Casey because I was looking for a mandolin player originally, and I asked a couple different people, and people were interested in them when they realized the vast amount of work in front of them that they needed to learn 30 some songs to start with, and all of them were fairly twisty and complicated. They all dropped by the wayside.
And then the bomb was, we got a show tomorrow night.
That's exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's only 30 tunes, and you know, you have till tomorrow to learn it. What's the problem?
So you guys are just here for the weekend, a couple of shows, or are you?
Yeah, we're around for the weekend, playing tonight, and then next week we're playing a silent movie on Saturday.
You're sticking around for a week, hang out.
Well, we're gonna actually go up to Haines and Skagway, and so we'll be gone for a little bit, and then we'll be back. And next Saturday we're playing the Black Pirate. We're playing the soundtrack for Black Pirate.
Oh, Hotel Nickelodeon.
That's right. Yeah. Douglas Fairbanks. And
1924.
Either should not be missed.
One
either.
Of the first Technicolor movies ever filmed.
Wow, I did not know that.
Perfect fit, I think. Pirate music.
Mm-hmm. So how about another tune here, ladies and gentlemen? 14 uses it. It's Iron Glass Vine.
That's right.
Now, this song is making fun of Stepmother or something, is that right?
I've heard a couple different things. This is one of the klezmer tunes we do. We don't actually do a lot of klezmer music, but a lot of people just kind of call us klezmer because it's close or something like that. But this is actually one of the ones that really is a... sort of in the canon of klezmer music, and it's a couple tunes that got mashed together, and the second tune is sung at weddings. We don't sing it, we play an instrumental version, but there's a lot of...
Lucas sometimes sings it.
Yeah, sometimes. There's a lot of silly verses that go along with it, and I have heard that some of them are good-naturedly making fun of your mother-in-law at the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And also, the lyrics that I know are, this is the way that we marry off our children.
What is the title translation?
It's a glass of wine, which is the name of the first tune, and it's now played as a medley. And the second tune is Ott Zoe, something else in German that I can't remember the name of. The words for.
Well, let's give it a listen here, folks. Oh yeah, I'm back now. That was once again Rattle Trap Ruckus with another one of their tunes, which was a medley, but the first one was called Ein Glas Vine.
Yeah.
We got another one coming up here for you in just a moment. But I noticed on the sleeve here, I was looking, it says Casey Connor, an old tenor banjo, which we heard a bunch of on that last song, although he wouldn't admit to it. And it says, where did it go? Oh, Jenny Rose, Lara, and the bass, and then it says the Londrophone.
Right.
What exactly is the Londrophone for inquiring minds?
We like to also call it a washtub bass.
Oh, okay. I got you now. So
the bass and washtub bass.
I got
bass.
You.
Our friend made this thing that's like a washtub bass, but better. It's like a washtub.
And the bass.
Washtub bass plus.
Friend.
And a big wooden
it's
got a neck.
It's like the washtub bass 2.0 version.
It's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the washtub bass reloaded.
You know, that makes sense to me because a year and a half ago I was in Louisville, as they say, Louisville, Kentucky, at the Jug Band Jubilee, big giant festival, and I played there with my band. It was a really good time, and Jim Queston was there, and there was this, can't remember their name, band from Portland, and I'll bet she was playing something like that on the washtub, because she was getting away, with way too many bass lines that were too clean to be pulling them up and down with.
How's
they getting around on that? Because I was jealous. I was like, well, I'm playing the upright, so they're all laughing at me because I'm not playing the washtub.
Right. You get the only festival in the world where it's
we laughed at the guitar player because he played the kazoo.
Yeah, that all the, I think it's true that all the bass that you just heard on those tracks was that washtub bass played by Jen Lara right here, Jenny Lara. Lola was the actual upright.
The first one you heard was an upright bass.
But darn it, it could have been. It's that clean.
Oh, easy.
Easy.
So I'm just guessing that when y'all record or anything, it's just live, one take, no going back and fixing stuff.
We actually went in the studio for a lot of these. Some of these were done.
But it was like he just means at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. We just were separated by very short walls.
Yeah. there were a few tracks we sort of pieced together as well. We kind of did a bit of a hybrid, but most of it was just in takes. Yep.
Wow.
We had some fun guests on there. Good friends of ours play some random junk percussion. And
in fact, on Lola, you heard the marimba by our friend John.
Yep.
This is awesome.
Wow.
One of our satellite members.
Got a couple of those?
Yep.
Well, those of you who just tuned in or whatever, or just started listening, here, sitting here in the studio with myself and the very lovely Annie Bartholomew, taking pictures to capture this and record it as well, I heard, is Rattle Trap Ruckus, once again, Lucas Hicks, Casey Connor on the tenor banjo, amongst other things, it looks like here. Cleo Taylor on the cello, and as we were just speaking about on the longophone, Widow Abby, Jenny Lara. You guys want to hear one more before we wrap it up? I'm almost running out of time.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hope to see you tonight at 9 o'clock at the Rockwell.
There you go.
It's a great, if you haven't been there, it's a great ballroom, really awesome dance floor. We're going to have a dance contest tonight. So
yeah, whoever dances the hardest and longest will get a CD.
That's right.
And the food is
the judge.
So. I will judge. Thank you.
All right, well, I got one more here for you guys out there. It's called Adios Sevilla. Yeah. I'm assuming that's a reference to Spain somehow.
You got it right.
That's what I'm assuming, too.
Let's go like this. Get ready, y'all. Get set, go.